She was like an angel. And she had said to us, don't put too much hope into it. I guess because she didn't want to get our hopes up that this was the be all and end all. But when we got there just in the nick of time before COVID. Literally the last week was when things shut down in March.
My dad chased monsters from the dark. He checked underneath my bed.
So we went into it with an open mind, 100%, and Josh was 100% into this. We were going to do the best that we could with the program and utilize every second of it. It was interesting because our first day there, it was like he was going to school. It was like paying school. We had gotten our schedule and it was, honestly, I was a little bit worried that Josh would never make it through a day because he couldn't go to school. So the thought that he would go to school, pain rehab, boot camp, from 8:30 in the morning till 4 in the day, I could not even in my imagination think that he could get through that. But he went the first day and we met with everyone. It was very independent. They didn't, you know, the parents, it was like, let them go. He's going to do this on his own. He had physiotherapy, he had pool therapy, recreational therapy, occupational therapy, art therapy, psychology, plus, you know, we met with the anesthesiologist.
Never underestimate the impossible.
And that first day he came home, he was looking forward to the next day. And then the day two and day three would go by and we were afraid that the exhaustion would set in or the pain would set in and he wouldn't want to go, but it never happened.
Then there was my junior year.
And it was amazing in a short period of time to watch him evolve, transform into this, you know, little boy who had these ability. They taught him, they educated him that he understood the pain process. He understood the whole mechanism, which was really important for Joshua. He's a science person. They taught him how to deal with it at school, how to deal with it when he's doing activities, how to deal with his pain in all of these parts of his life, not just one, how he could incorporate coping skills and function.
He stood up to say, unsinkable ships.
They gave him the tools to control it, and that was what was important.
Sometimes the things you think would never happen, happen just like
that. It was no longer going to define his day every day. It was there. It will always probably be there. But he was able to take control of it and understand that he can rewire himself.
Learn to never underestimate the impossible.
It empowered him to be able to move on, that it wasn't dangerous, that he didn't have to avoid movement, that he didn't have to fear movement. And once he got beyond that, you could see that improvement every day. Every day he wanted to go and we saw him transform. He took everything and he utilized it every day. He really used those tools. He went in there, a child in despair, and every day you could see that positivity that he was starting to live life again.
Unbreakable walls break.
He was starting to do what other kids want to do again. He wanted to go to a movie. He wanted to draw.
Like that unbendable steel.
He wanted to play and he wanted to get rid of his crutches. He had a goal. He was setting goals. And by the time we got home, he was no longer in crutches anymore.
Never underestimate the impossible.
He had taken control of this. You could see that he understood what was happening and he understood how he had the tools to do this himself. That was the transformation. You go from being in your bed every day, being trapped in your mind and your body, to going to school, to playing basketball and kayaking, and he's actually broken his arm from being on his bike, which might not seem like other people would think, oh, that's horrible, but I guess for us it was like he was actually out on his bike and doing boy things and being a bit dangerous. Kid stuff, that intensive pain rehabilitation program, it has to be one of the best programs, I'm sure, in the world, I would think, for pain for children. I can't imagine anything any better. I really can't. And coming from where we have no resources, we were so lucky and fortunate. I have so much gratitude for the fact that we were able to go there and take part in it.
Sometimes the things you think would never happen, happen just like that.
I could only wish that any child in pain was able to have the help that we had and change his life. Their empathy, their knowledge, their education has transformed him. Each and every one of them has such an important part in the process.
The impossible.
I and my whole family want to thank each and every one of them for giving us our child back, for giving us his life back.
So don't tell me that it's over.
There's nothing you can give a parent that's any more important than your child to have a quality of life. Nothing. I would have went to the ends of the earth to help him. And luckily we were able to find it at Alberta Children's Hospital.
I've learned to never underestimate the impossible.
It was the answer. That's where it was. The answer was there. Nothing is going to stop him now.